All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Plays. I'm playing Horizon Chase Turbo. I'm just playing shit on my Steam account because I'm going through all kinds of keys and shit. Old keys I've had from way back when. So anyway, yeah, guys, I'm playing DRM-free and DRM games. I don't know. It's just, it is what it is. I buy from both. It don't seem to matter anymore now. I don't know. That don't mean I'm just going to give up on GOG and all the other stuff, because I'd still love that. But I still got Steam if I want to use it. I pretty much leave my computer online all the time anyway, so it don't really fucking matter either way. But, yeah. Anyway, guys, let's go ahead and talk about some important shit. So, what are we going to talk about? Well, we're going to talk about this bear issue. For those of you guys who didn't hear about the bear issue, I sort of mentioned it a little bit on that playthrough we did of Fetish Locator 2. I think I said something about, like, she picked the bear or didn't pick the bear, something like that. But anyway, I ain't gonna do that. It's $1.99. But anyway, guys, basically what happened was, a woman was asked, if you were alone in the woods, would you rather trust a man or a bear? And a lot of women been saying the bear, because they said that, basically, despite the fact that the bear might murder me, the bear won't rape me, basically, is what they were saying. And I understand, you know, what they're talking about, because, you know, my own mother was a victim of rape. And, I mean, it's unfortunate, but it absolutely did happen. And on several occasions, unfortunately, it definitely affected her. And I've known several other women in my life that were victims of rape. So it is absolutely something that goes on. However, it is really, really awful to say that every man is just going to rape them, right? And that's not cool. Because there's a lot of guys out there, even if they want it, they're going to be like, hey, hold up, you know, if she's not down, she's not down. It's not going to happen. And that's just how it is. Because you're a man and you have responsibility. And that responsibility is to, you know, think with the head on the top and not the one on the bottom, like so many men do. Oh yeah, sure, we get erections and all that shit, but that don't mean that, you know, it's got to go down. It's like, oh, it's going to go down whether you want it or not. No, that's not how that happens. That's, all right. That's like, you ask it, all right. Putting this in a very simple way. When you try to force somebody to do something, that's like you telling somebody, hey, I don't want this on my, like, okay. For instance, when I order Mexican food, you know, they like to put sour cream on it. And sometimes, like, you go to Taco Bell, and they'll just put, like, a shit ton of fucking sour cream on there. I don't like sour cream at all. I'm just anti-sour cream to begin with, guys. And, it's like, they're like, you know, fuck this guy. He said he didn't want sour cream. We're gonna fucking just dump the whole damn fucking pail of sour cream on his food. Now, I'm gonna feel pretty fucking violated, ain't I? Now, of course, yeah, rape, that's actually your person. Like, the human being taking advantage of your person, which is a lot worse than getting, you know, all the sour cream dumped on your food. But it's the same thing. You don't fucking do that to people. Like, you don't just dump the whole fucking pail of sour cream on somebody's food, because they're gonna be pissed. They're like, not only did you forget to not give me the sour cream, but you gave me all the sour cream. I ain't even got no chips anymore. I ain't even got no taco anymore. It's just all fucking sour cream now. I'd be pissed. I mean, damn, why I gotta use a mouse? I don't care about the Steam community. They ain't gonna give me nothing. Next. And again, I'm not saying that every man is capable of it. That's pretty much what I am saying. Not every man is capable of it. And they're like, oh, you're going to make the not every man argument. Well, the thing is, if you're going to go out there and you're in the woods, the first fucking thing you're going to do is make sure you got a gun with you. That way, if a crazy man comes at you, or a crazy bear, which both can fucking happen. I've read some horror stories about bears over the past couple of fucking days. You don't want to pick neither one of them. Because if the man's going to do something, you want to shoot him. If the bear's going to do something, you want to shoot him too. I'm sorry, Mr. Grizzly. You got to go. If it's either you or me, it's going to be you. I mean, it's a bullet versus, you know, whatever you got. I don't want to be eaten alive by you. Them motherfuckers are powerful. They'll overpower you worse than a man will. You know, they say a man's stronger than a woman. A damn grizzly bear's stronger than both. He might sniff you and leave you alone, or he might just have a fucking way to decide to eat you. Might be hungry. It's bad news. But a lot of these women got the nerve to post this shit when we got all these goddamn teachers. These female teachers going fucking crazy. What is it? An 11-year-old? Really? A fifth grader? 24-year-old with an 11-year-old. That's pedophilia of the highest fucking order. 11! Like, damn! I mean, it'd be bad if it's 13, but 11? Holy shit! That's like a holy fucking shit. It's crazy. That's a fucking child. You fucking crazy lady. There's even a damn thing in the Daily Mail where they're like, pedophile female teacher, signs to look out for. And they're all white women. Alright, so Better Bachelor posted something on Twitter, right? And basically, when I looked at it, it was a white woman that was saying, okay, do you want us to really say what it is? It's not just a man, it's a white man. You said, would I trust myself around a black man or a white man? An Asian man or a white man? A Hispanic man or a white man? And you say, it always would be the other man, because the white man is always the one at fault. And I even had a woman give me all these statistics saying that white men are more likely to have, like, child porn or shit than everybody else. And they're more likely to be abusers. And they're more likely to do all this other shit. Because of statistics. And I'm like, well, look at white women. White women are no better. Look at all the teachers getting with the kids. Look at all the teachers getting with the kids, right? I mean, they're gonna call us out. Call them out too. You're the one getting with the damn kids. I mean, shit. Ooh, I can make my car. Can make it green? What the fuck? Can I make it green? I get that green. What the hell can I get a green car? Do I gotta pay for that? Little red cruiser then. Nice car. I mean, can I buy upgrades? I don't know. It says no upgrades installed. $200 to unlock. So how do I buy shit? Disable ghost. Upgrade race. I don't want to do that. I want to upgrade my car. Ooh. We can't go to Brazil or Hawaii or any of these damn places. I can't buy shit. This ain't a bad little game, though. I like it. It reminds me of OutRun a little bit. Just a little bit. It's fun. See, that's what you gotta do when you make a game. You gotta make it fun. I just talked to a dev. I'm not gonna talk too much about it, but he's got a nice little shooter game. I'm just going to say it's a shooter. I'm not going to tell you what kind of shooter because I don't want to, you know. But anyway, I talked to this dev and he had a pretty good little game. And I'm like, oh, that looks fun. It's a not safe for work game, but it does look fun. And I'm like, look, you can make a not safe for work game, but you can make it fun too, right? Because that's the point. You want to make these games fun. All right, so we're going to go to, is it Ghost Call Locked? Did I not place? I guess I got a place. I don't know. We'll try it again. Okay, anyway. Honestly, guys, what I think this is a fucking psyop. Now, there's one guy he even kind of... He mentioned it on this group I was in about it being a psyop. And he's like, oh, the tinfoil won't help you, buddy. I'm like, look, bro, you don't really understand what's going on here. Obviously, by turning the sexes against each other, by turning white women and white men against each other, which is what it seems like is going on here, you're preventing people from getting together, having kids, and starting families, and all this shit, right? Like, I mean, we've already got enough shit right now, like, just destroying the American family. American family about done. Drex would say, it's done. I know, it is done. It's absolutely fucking done. And they're just trying to push it further into the ground. I don't know if y'all know this, but DP's going on a date on Sunday with a girl, obviously. And I don't know much about her. All I know is they met on social media locally. This isn't some kind of random chick he met. This is somebody he met from the area. So they're going to go see the Fall Guy, I think. And I was going to go see it with him, but he met this girl. I'm like, well, shit. You're not getting any younger, and... might as well. I mean, he's 41. He just turned 41. So, you know, I'm not 40 yet. I still get a little bit of my 30s to enjoy. Not that much. But, yeah, he's up there in his 40s. He kind of wants to do some things before he doesn't get a chance to do them anymore. There's only so much of these AVNs he can play before he wants to get the real thing. And I know how you guys are, but... you deprive a man for so long, he's gonna have to, you know, he's gonna, I mean, he's gotta do something. And, yeah, he wants to get with this girl. I don't even know what she looks like. I don't know nothing about it, guys. I don't know a fucking thing about it. All I know is they're gonna go see this movie. They might not even do anything. Because there's been a lot of times he's going on a date with a girl and he ain't never even got with her. They ain't do nothing. Ooh, I got bliss. Still ain't got no green. Man, it must be against green. Anyway, yeah, this whole thing is just trying to separate men from women. That's literally all it is. And it's destroying the family. I don't mean to go all Matt Walsh-y on you here, but yeah, it's definitely destroying the family. It's not good. It's not a good thing at all, and I don't think it's going to have... it's going to have far-reaching consequences. We already know about that. You ain't got to have me go in there and tell you guys. You already know what it's going to be. I've seen it. Okay? But I'm seeing a lot of families just today because everybody was out and about at work. You know, I work in the public. And I saw a lot of folks walking around with all their kids. And boy, let me tell you, they got quite a few of them. So maybe it won't be so bad. I mean, for some... again, I don't know how things are going to work out. I really don't know how things are going to work out. Sometimes when you're poor, there ain't a whole hell of a lot they can take from you, I guess. It's one of those things. It's like, well, you ain't got nothing anyway. Might as well not even divorce him. But then I know there's some situations where, you know, of course the courts can figure some shit out to where you're on the hook forever. It just depends on what the hell kind of woman you married. But I've seen some walking around with plenty of damn kids. So I guess that means something. I mean, I don't get first place, but damn it, I give it my best shot, right? Doesn't matter if you win or lose, it's how you play the game. If you're looking for a pro gamer, you ain't gonna get one here at Grimm's Dungeon of Degeneracy. You're just gonna get a gamer. I play games. Do you play them well? Didn't say I played them well, but I play games. Oh, Lord. My controller ain't working. Try this again. Damn, controller ain't working at all. Retry. Yeah, that's fine. I didn't have no progress anyway. Well, the other cars are like, hey, Grim, but I left your ass. Come on. Get the lead out. Give me all the peace and joy in your mind. Boy, this totally reminds me of OutRun. I remember when I was a young man at that laundromat. That laundromat, you know, they'd always have new games in there. You know, and that's when my mother washed her clothes. So I would just sit there on the, and play the arcade games. You know, and sometimes you would look around in the machines for quarters. Because, you know, back then, the machines would take quarters to run them. Like, they'd have little quarter slots. I don't know how they do them now, but they had quarter slots. So sometimes you would find a quarter or two that somebody had left in the machine. And you could use that and put it in the arcade. You know, so I mean, they had Pac-Man, they had OutRun, they had all kinds of games. And I played the shit out of OutRun. I thought that was good. And the guy would always get new games in there, right? So it was like a laundromat and an arcade. It was pretty damn cool. And that's how I got to play a lot of these games on their original consoles. I will say, though, this is an upgrade above OutRun. It looks just really good. Again, this game came out years ago. I just never played it. Look at that! First place. So maybe I was lying about me being a good game. I got lucky. Now that's all that was. Damn. Shit don't want to work. Man. Alright. Oh, they want me to retry the race. Hold on, I don't want to retry the race. I don't want to retry the race. I already won the damn race. Yep. My controller ain't syncing up for some reason. This damn Steam controller support ain't worth the flip. It just keeps losing me. Gonna quit the race, yeah. I was playing fine, and then all of a sudden the controller support just died. Ooh, Death Valley. Alright. I'm the one that picked Death Valley like a dumbass. Man, I remember some of these damn classic racing games where you would race around the whole world. And I think that's what this does. I'm not talking about Gran Turismo either. I'm talking about, like, was it Test Drive? Maybe Test Drive 5? Something like that? Can't remember. It was a long time ago. I know one of them used a Fear Factory version of Gary Newman's Cars. And it was the intro movie. I think I had Test Drive 5, and that was pretty cool. I had it on PC. Which, yeah, I know it was a PlayStation game, but there was a PC version of the game, too, and that's what I had it on. In the 90s, I was doing a lot of PC gaming and PlayStation gaming. A lot of people don't know that. Because my PC was running, you know, Windows 95 back then. Windows 95, 98. I think, no, it was 98, because I had Doom 95. They didn't have a Doom 98, they had Doom 95. And of course, I had a lot of games that would run on that, which were running fine on a PlayStation, but, you know, they had ports. Of course, we still don't have any remasters or even the ability to buy some of those classic games like Test Drive 5 and the lot. Unfortunate, but that's how it goes. Alright. Speed and acceleration. I want steering power. Oh, I guess I get an achievement. Yay! I did a thing! I don't know. The kids go crazy about that, but I don't. I'm a grown person. It does not make me that happy to get an achievement, I guess. And usually it's stupid. It's like, installed upgrade. Like, I can understand if it was like a badass achievement where it's like, hey, you beat this really fucking hard race. Okay, cool. Thank you for the pat on the back. But just like stupid ass achievements to keep kids playing, kind of like a dopamine based system, that's kind of stupid, right? I always thought that was kind of lame. But there's people that cry about achievements on GOG, like, oh, why can't I have achievements? It's like, dude, you literally... Dude, there are achievements in the AVN games. The adult visual novels have achievements. I don't know if you've seen some of them. But there's literally... Oh, look, you fucked this person. Congratulations, you fucked this virtual person. Aren't you such an awesome gamer? No, that's just the dumbest shit I've ever heard, man. It's literally like if you were watching a porn and they're like, congratulations, you saw this guy fucking this girl. Like, awesome. You can go brag to all your friends now. Like, alright. So back in the day, it was kind of like, look, you say that young people didn't fucking watch porn, dude. I know better. There would be a time where there'd be like a young, like you'd be young, right? And you'd be like, man, like, I was able to stay up and watch this so-and-so softcore and my parents didn't know. And like, really? Did he put it in her vagina? Like, yeah. And like, you guys don't even realize that, because that was something that, again, is completely removed from this generation. You guys can just literally type in something. You type in the word porn and get porn. But back in the day, and there's even been arguments about this from older people about why, you know, we have like too much porn and saturated and all that, and it's bad. But yeah, it was really tough to fucking come by. So like, you would have to wait till 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, and you'd find like a softcore scene. But like, yeah, you didn't see that much, but I totally saw boobs. You're like, you saw boobs? It's like, man, this guy is awesome. He fucking saw boobs. And that was like the thing you were known for. But, you know, now it's like, it's stupid because it's like, oh, look, you had sex with this character on this path. Congratulations. And it felt dumb. It just kind of feels stupid in that sense. I don't get it. I know we've gone off the bear topic, but I mean, really, what else do you guys want me to say? It's just turning men against women. That's literally it. I mean, anybody that has been in the sphere, or what was the sphere, there's no longer a manosphere. I'm just gonna fucking say it. You can get mad at me if you want. There's no longer a manosphere as far as I'm concerned. There's a few good voices every now and again, and there's a shit ton of grifters. Every once in a while, there's good people in the sphere. Thinking Ape still releases good videos every now and again. There's still a few good things. But when I started seeing TFM make, like, painting videos for Warhammer stuff, which is cool. I'm glad he does that stuff. You just could tell that people are moving on, and I think it's time. I think all the good red pill knowledge has been shared. I think all that stuff is, people know now, right? But at the same time, it doesn't fix anything. It doesn't change anything. Now that people know women's nature and all that stuff, it doesn't fix anything. It doesn't bring us together, because the main point, I think, literally, is that men and women are being separated, and it's not necessarily good for society. I understand that some guys are okay with the waifus, and that's fine. I definitely support that. I still support that. I think that's, if that's, the option you want, then that's what you should get. But, some guys, they don't feel that. They feel that, maybe they should have a real woman, or, maybe they want a robot later, or whatever. Again, I think that's up to the person. That's up to the person. Obviously, that wasn't DP's thing. He always covers up my doll's head every time he comes over. Like, literally just takes her hair and shoves it in the face so he doesn't have to see her. I mean, that's how he feels about the situation. And I'm sure I'm a butt of jokes sometimes, which is fine. I don't even care. I do not get upset that people know I have this doll. Like, it's not like it used to be. Like, I've got more into the digital stuff, as you guys may have noticed from some of the art that we use here, or the AI-generated art. And, of course, I think there's some great AI apps that I was considering using, but I don't know. Like, it's just something that I just don't feel like messing with right now. I mean, there was a part of me that was really kind of upset when I first got up this morning, and I was kind of just really freaking out about what some of the women were saying about, like, me being white, even though I don't do none of that shit. Well, the statistics say, yeah, but I'm not part of those statistics. Like, I was a child of abuse, yeah, but I didn't follow my fucking father's footsteps, and I've never laid my hands on any woman in my life, right? Matter of fact, when I got into a fight, I'd either just, kind of run, or I would just defend myself, right? I wouldn't never harm them, because, I was always told not to hit them. And again, this wasn't like, she's got a knife, because that's a different situation. But I had one time where my friend's ex-wife, was doing a slap fight thing, and I was just defending myself, right? And she just kind of got upset, because she knew that she couldn't really do anything. And, the fight ended. But, it was just like, that's how I handled it. I didn't put my hand nowhere near her. I always defended her when she, slapped me, and it was done. It was a mutual thing. She hasn't gotten upset about me. I still talk to her every once in a while. She still follows me on social media. It's one of those situations, right? But, again, that happened. And again, I've never had a situation where I had to hit a woman in anger. I don't even believe that. Hit a woman in defense? Obviously not in anger. I'm not one of those kind of people. Like I said, I'll go take it out on some game or something else like that if I'm upset, or I'll play some heavy metal and, get it out like that. I don't fucking hit people. Like, that's the thing. There's men I've wanted to hit upside the head with something. I mean, many times there's a few men I've wanted to hit upside the head with something. There's a few guys at work one time, young man come in, he thought he knew every goddamn thing. The last time me and him got into it, that was the last time I saw him, because he got fired by the time I got back to work. Yep. It was just some dumb... He said, I'm going to Montana anyway. I don't know. I was like, okay, fine. You go to Montana. Hope you have a nice life, sir. But stay the fuck out of mine. Usually men don't get under my skin that much. Now, there has been a few situations where they're good at it. Because obviously I had a lot of issues with shit back when I was younger. So yeah, when when men start picking, and stuff like that, I try to figure out, am I being attacked? Is this bullshit? So it's something that I've had to work with and kind of understand. Like when I was with DP and his friend that I hadn't talked to really, basically, yeah, I was like, I don't know if he's fucking with me, and then all of a sudden, my brain started to kind of realize, oh, they're fucking with me. So just take the piss. And I literally just took the fucking piss, and I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, and I started making jokes too and all that. And it was good. Everything was great. I mean, it was a good time. We went, saw a movie. I had a beer. I had some nachos. It was good. Nobody had a problem with it. I didn't have no problem. I didn't know this man that well. I never really talked to him. I heard a lot about him. And I'm like, oh yeah, he's good in my book. Got nothing against this man. If DP vouched for him, he's a good guy. So again, it's just something that men do. Men will fucking try to vouch for another dude. Like, not vouch for another dude, but they'll try to fuck with a guy and see where he's at, right? And I didn't really know that at the time because, again, it's been a while. It's been a long time since, it's been like male camaraderie, I guess you could say. It's been a long time since I've hung out with guys. I used to hang out with a lot of the girls and shit. And even when I was hanging out with the crew back then, they'd always fuck with me. So it was just something that, kind of came across different. Like, I don't know what's going on. And one thing about, people fucking with you online is that it's text, right? When somebody's fucking with you in person, like, they're fucking with you. But if somebody's fucking with you in, like, a text-based thing, you don't know. Because I've had situations where I've been actually attacked. And I'm like, okay, are they fucking with me? Or this, Like, I don't even know. Sometimes there's guys that may say shit and may not even mean it. But I've been attacked by people who did mean it in the past. Because, I'm a veteran of that SJW war. Which I'm even going to throw away. That SJW shit, it doesn't even really exist anymore. That social justice shit everybody was bitching about back in the day. Like, it's more the moral justice thing now. It's the MJWs that are the big thing now. Now, we still have SJWs. Like, they still exist. You're still going to have those people that are, like, bleeding heart liberals. I was one woman, something about her profile. If you are a Trumper, don't add me. And I'm like, well, I don't have any problem with Trump. I don't think he's, it's not going to be like it was back in the old days. Remember when it was the old days and we were just really hitting on hitting hard on Trump's presidency, right? So, like, some of you guys remember that. And, it's not going to be like that now. We've gone through that Trump era. We've gone through the Biden era. We're going, I guess, maybe into another Trump era. I guess DP's going to be excited and he's going to try to play this game. But me, like, I'm not going to do that. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh yeah, So when he goes in there and he starts talking about Trump, I'm just going to be like, yeah, I'm just going to try to keep focus on the articles. Because if this woman, she's religious and she goes Trump and all this stuff and they get it on, assuming they get it on, because he didn't just meet her on some app, which is different. Again, if it was just some app, like he's met with a lot of girls, it didn't work out. But maybe this would be a little different because, again, this is somebody that's local that he kind of met on a different way. They met on social media, local social media. So it might be something that lasts a little longer. And again, he's willing to pursue something because, especially if she's got some beliefs or ideas or can play that game, but I don't know how far this is going to go. Again, There might be a time when we lose DP because, you know, my wife said no. I mean, it could happen. Might not be this year or next year. It could be, you know, a while off. But it will happen eventually where DP's like, you know, my wife said no. And things change. That's how life goes. I have made the video before about DP possibly leaving the show. Of course, we never expected that DP was going to even come back on the show. That was one thing that surprised me. You know, I was like, oh, yeah, DP's leaving. But we really thought he was because he had switched his positions. And believe it or not, guys, we were going to start doing some different Sunday content. And it was just going to be me and, at the time, Empress that were going to be doing the show. Like, that was literally going to be the switch off. It was going to be me and Empress. But Empress is busy, and she can't do the nightly shows. And DP is too busy. He can't do the nightly shows. So, well, at the time, anyway, he was too busy. But now, it's different. He can now do the nightly shows, so that's why we do the nightly shows with him. And that's why we have the Empress Hour, where me and Empress can go over things. Now, I was going to do Empress on articles, but she admitted that she really doesn't like the articles. DP admitted he doesn't like them as much either, but he's willing to do that for the sake of the show, and of course because he loves the after party stuff we do, which is the AVNs. You know, we really got into that Chinese game last night. We'd really like to play that more. That's something that he said we would have devoted a whole hour or more on, because we really got into that. So there may even be a time, guys, where DP is going to have less role in the articles. Like, as you noticed, he came in momentarily after I had done some of the articles. And that's probably what's going to happen. It's going to be a couple of minutes, maybe 30 minutes. I even want to try to start shows at 12 o'clock on the dot. So when he's, you know, maybe catching up with the last part of the show, where we can basically spend more time on doing the games. Because you guys seem to like those, and I think you guys wouldn't give a shit one way or the other if he was on the show or if I was just doing the show, because it hasn't changed since the times when I was just doing the show by myself. I can read the articles, and sometimes you guys just want an article roundup and not a whole bunch of discussion, which, again, I'll give you. And I do want to continue doing, like, more tech articles and stuff, and I can do that when he's not here, but I don't want to bore him with shit on, like, Stable Diffusion 3, which is one of the articles I was going to go over. I'll probably go over it Saturday. You'll probably get that video and this video together. But they're being recorded at different parts of time. See, I'm basically recording this video on Saturday. Well, it's technically Sunday morning, but it's Saturday night instead of, you know, Sunday night, which is when I'm going to go ahead and record the show. So I'll record that bonus show where we go ahead and do the more technical articles, you know. I mean, and we won't be doing, like, a big thing on remembering Eddie Piskor or talking about the fighting games. That was just a one-off thing. I mean, if there is an article about, like, the history of fighting games or the history of RPGs, something like that, I may talk about stuff like that, but again, I kind of want to focus on more technological developments, science developments, stuff that you guys have actually taken an interest in and have, you know, really appreciated my channel for. So I will go ahead and do that. And again, we do like the gossip articles, the Daily Mails and the Female and stuff like that, because that does tend to get some interaction. It tends to get some traction in general. People like to hear about that kind of stuff. It's gossip. People enjoy gossip every once in a while. I don't mind doing some fun gossip stuff every once in a while, especially when it's like that millionaire's wife. I was like, damn, that's fucking ridiculous. Like, we do need to report on that. And we need to report on the teacher. Like, some of that stuff I may hold off for shows with DP. But again, Like, I can never tell when he's going to come in because of his schedule. Like, we'll start the show at 12 o'clock, and he won't come in till about 1. So it's a whole different deal. I mean, I'm not doing great, but I'm winning races. Skin of my teeth, like that Megadeth song, right? Which is about racing, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. Man, this ninth place ain't gonna do. I got 2 laps left. Yeah. I'm in 5th place. I'll be in 4th again. Probably run out of fuel. Final lap. Damn. See, I just bumped into that motherfucker. This might be the last race I do, because it's getting kind of late. Oh, I'm out of cars past me. Shit, I don't want to be in 5th. Damn. In 4th again. Probably not going to get in 3rd. Nope. Oh, no, I could try. 3rd! No, that's 4th. Okay. Shit, it took me a while to get to 4th. Crimson Chief, he's a motherfucker, like. But everybody else, I've whooped their asses. Alright, guys, so this was kind of fun. This is Grim Lord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grim Plays with another game, and I got something to rant about. Later.